How many times have we heard something and said, oh yeah, this sounds plausible, only to find out it is either a half-truth or totally false? And how many times have we heard, the world is going to end? Yet, here we are, waiting for these false prophets of doom to actually be right. Do we know that this world will end as we know it? Yes, Scripture tells us so. Does anyone know when this will happen? Absolutely not. Even Jesus tells us that only the Father knows the last year, the last month, the last day, the last moment, the end of the world, or our own end. And he isn't telling anyone. And yet our readings today speaks of a time when this will happen. Or does it? The prophet of doom, Malachi, speaks of a day that will be like a blazing oven where nothing or no one will escape the tribulation. But Malachi wasn't referring to the end of the world, a world to be destroyed, or was he? Then some people of Thessalonica stated a false belief that the end was imminent and that the Messiah was coming back very soon. So they acted with their hearts full of fear and refused to live, even work. Even Jesus says that the temple will be destroyed and that there will be not left one stone upon another stone that will not be thrown down. Yet the disciples falsely assumed that the end was imminent. But Jesus, like Malachi and St. Paul, says, no, not yet. Malachi wasn't warning the people of an earthly destruction, but the destruction of the holy temple and of Israel being led into captivity if they did not change their ways, repent, and return to God with their whole heart, mind, and soul. Malachi tells the people that there is a day coming when the proud and all evildoers will become stubble, catch fire, and burn. Yes, it does sound like the world is going to end, but only a world that Israel knows, and this world will be destroyed. But even with this warning, the prophet of doom doesn't leave us without words of hope. God, in all his warning for his people not to stray from his laws and precepts, leaves a door or window of hope open. Malachi wrote, "But for you who fear my name, there will arise the Son of Justice with its healing rays." Both the good and the bad will have to suffer for the sins of the nation. Those who choose evil will be thrown into the blazing oven, while the good, those who choose God, purify themselves through their sufferings and make reparation for their own sins and the sins of the nation. They will shine because of the Son of Justice will rise and bring them to himself. St. Paul is chastising the Thessalonian Christians. They started believing the rumors and to conduct themselves in disorderly ways. Instead of building up the truth that St. Paul and others taught them, they spread the lie that the Messiah was coming back soon, so they didn't have to do anything, for their salvation was guaranteed. But St. Paul tells them and us that we must imitate them in what is to be done. Even if work is a drudgery, do it, because the work of human hands and the work of Jesus Christ is never done. St. Paul urges the faithful to work quietly and to eat their own food. Now in the gospel, Jesus sounds more like the prophet of doom, Malachi. People, even the disciples, were marveling at the beauty of the temple and all the costly gems that adorn it. Isn't it interesting to hear that the people over 2,000 years ago spent a fortune to make the temple a place of beauty, a place of worship? They thought nothing of the cost, for it was for God, and they willingly paid for its upkeep. And when Jesus heard what was said about the temple, he told them, "What you see here will be destroyed." He's telling his disciples that the temple will be destroyed, people will be led into exile, and will suffer much for their unfaithfulness when they deny his son and put him to death. God continually warns his people not to leave his loving embrace and walk with him as Adam and Eve once did. But who listens? Last month, Jesus challenged us with the question, "But when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" He is again challenging us with his comment on the destruction of the temple. Jesus tells us that the days are coming when the destruction will happen. Will it be the destruction of this world, like the false prophets of doom are saying? Or is Jesus speaking of our own personal end? Jesus' first warning is, "See that you not be deceived. For many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and 'The time has come.' Do not follow them." Then he goes on to tell us that there will be great turmoil in the world before this will happen. But what is he talking about? That the destruction of the temple or the destruction of the world? In one way, he is talking about the destruction of the temple, for within 70 years, Jerusalem was destroyed. The people are scattered to all corners of the known world. These scripture readings today are full of doom and gloom, as they are every year just prior to the feast of Christ the King, the last Sunday of ordinary time. But these readings are not about the end of the world as we know it. They are about making sure that our lives, our hearts, are faithful to God. God does not want us to be caught off guard when it is time for our personal world to end, but to be ready, for we do not know the hour of our own death. And to use Jesus' words, "When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified. When you hear of powerful earthquakes, famines, and plagues from place to place, the end is not near. All humanity will suffer, the good and those who choose and do evil. But Jesus has shown us that the suffering of the righteous, those who continue to choose God, will be able to assist him in making reparation for those who are not strong and need our assistance. In our persistence, in our being able to make reparations for the sins, for our sins, the sins of the church, the sins of the world. We will not just secure our own lives, but the lives of many. For those of us who still have time, let us make our lives an acceptable gift to God for the redemption of ourselves, the church, the world.